The Buddha said, thousands of candles can be lit from a single candle, and the life of the candle will not be shortened. This simple yet powerful truth speaks to the infinite, unconditional love of the universe, expressing itself through the fire it has lit in our hearts. Honoring this love compels us to grow, to feed the fire, and to share our awareness and our gifts with others. It is the unstoppable force behind our evolution towards wholeness, a process that will ultimately leave no one behind. The world's most precious, timeless teachings reflect a direct contact with this inner fire. As human beings, we have been given the potential to discover unbounded consciousness and to fully realize the nature of life itself. The journey towards this realization may seem long and steep, but it is, at the same time, ever-present in every step we take. The Buddhist sage Pema Chodron says, "Nothing ever goes away until it has taught us what we need to know." Life is full of lessons and teachings, at times cloaked in darkness, bringing us feelings of great sorrow, even despair. At other times, however, these very same teachings can liberate us, bringing us cause for joy and celebration. When we embrace both the light and the dark as our teachers, we walk with courage, with trust, with equanimity, and finally with peace in our hearts. The struggle disappears, and the quiet magic of the dance of life reveals itself to us as unconditional love. This flame of love dwells within the heart of all of life, in the eyes of your pet, in the sound of a hawk's cry, in the penetrating gaze of an owl, in the scent of a lilac. We become students of life when we connect to and simply notice these things. The cat is completely and authentically living the life of a cat. The dolphin, the life of a dolphin. The eagle, the life of an eagle. Each one has its own experiences and reacts to them according to the nature of their incarnation. Through the infinite variety of pure expressions which constitute life, nature will teach us if we take the time to listen. Just as nature is our teacher, the most powerful human teacher is the one who is authentic in him or herself. Authenticity requires being true to ourselves and knowing ourselves, peeling off the layers of conditioning and unconscious behavior so that we can realize and get to know who we already are. In this journey of getting to know ourselves, we pay attention to our feelings, to our hearts. We notice our emotions, how our body reacts to different situations, and we observe our thoughts and our interactions with others. We learn to take responsibility for our lives, and we grow from life's lessons with gratitude, openness, and acceptance. Through paying attention to our feelings, we become aware of who we are in each moment. As we consciously experience all of the different shades of emotions coming and going within us like the tides, we learn to observe ourselves without judgment. We learn to forgive ourselves first and then others, and we release ourselves into the flow of life. This acceptance of ourselves is the blossoming of compassion. This is a state of grace. From this place, everything we do and say is an expression of truth. We are effortlessly connected to the hearts and minds of others. Our words and our actions reflect the unconditional love of life itself, and our light illuminates the way for others towards deeper understanding, connection, and peace. We all have teachers. In an archetypal way, they teach us according to their nature, to their gifts, to what they embody. I have a teacher who teaches me through his profound connection to nature, another who demonstrates a high degree of integrity, My friends teach me about love, commitment, and understanding. Through intimacy, I have learned about ecstasy, about boundaries, and about heartbreak. I am grateful to all of these people and all of these experiences because each one of them are my teachers. We can experience all of this more deeply by being centered in ourselves and connecting from our hearts. Meditation is the place where we wake up to our infinite interconnectedness with all of life and where we create the space to cultivate our ability to be aware of this in every moment of our lives. Let's take a journey now into that deeper place. Please close your eyes. Begin to lengthen and pay attention to your breath. Breathing in through your nose, drink your breath deeply in, feeling the nourishment fill your heart, then your belly, overflowing all the way down to the base of your spine. On the exhale, feel your breath rising up your spine, all the way up and out the top of your head. Bring your attention into your heart. Really feel your breath filling your heart as if the air you are drinking in is nectar made of sweetness and light. When you release your breath, feel your heart open like a flower, releasing that nectar back into the world. As you continue to focus on your heart, feel the essence of that flower in your heart as it receives the nourishment of your breath and opens to the space around you. Feel the expansion there. Imagine now that you are surrounded by a field of many flowers, and there is a gentle breeze creating a soft wave, uniting the individual flowers into one undulating movement. Feel what it feels like to move with the other flowers. Now imagine that a beautiful deer comes into your field. She walks up to a small bush and there is an exchange. Watch how the deer moves, how she eats the leaves for nourishment, how alert she is to the sounds of the nature around her. Observe her, feel what it is to be a deer. What are the qualities there that inspire you? Her gentleness, her awakeness, her agility? Take this in and feel those qualities in yourself. As the deer walks away, become aware of a cat intently stalking a mouse through the garden. Watch the cat as he pounces, slips, lands on his tail, and then whirls around to chase it. Feel the laughter rise up in you as you feel what it's like to be a cat. Experience the playfulness, alternating with intensity that the cat has. Feel his ability to move silently through the world, his ability to observe and to be alone. Sit silently with the cat and listen to what he has to teach you. Shift your gaze over to the hawk who has landed on a branch of an old oak tree nearby. As your eyes meet hers, allow her power of focus to penetrate into your awareness. Feel your vision sharpen, even as your perspective of a larger picture grows. Notice how you can now see the smallest of details in her feathers, as well as the whole of the sky beyond her. Know what it's like to see like the hawk and feel the power of her nature unite with yours. Now bring your attention back to the flowers around you. Feel the breeze moving through the garden once again as you gently sway in unison with the other flowers. Feel the simple joy of that dance, that unity, that beauty that you are. Focus on your breath again and breathe into the dance. Now, gently begin to move your fingers, your toes, your arms, your legs, your neck, slowly stretching and feeling into the space around you. Feel your heart full from this experience of connectedness and drink that in. When you are ready, slowly open your eyes and look around at your surroundings. Feel a sense of gratitude for the life and the gifts you have been given, and know that part of the gift you can give in return is to share who you are from your heart with the world around you. Finally, let's live by the beautiful words spoken by Albert Einstein. Do not grow old, no matter how long you live. Never cease to stand like curious children before the great mystery into which we were born. For our Spanish-speaking friends, que disfruten con todo corazón, como un niño de este mundo lleno de bendiciones. Que compartan con todo el alma esos regalos de amor. Thank you for joining me in this meditation. In love and gratitude, Namaste.